I have to get up in a park in Washington and the sun's shining and preaching to these people who go home tonight and they're depressed and may be thinking of suicide, Lord. I want to preach happiness. The Lord said, no, you preach what I tell you. And then I go sit down by stage and say, Lord, why? What is this all about? And I don't like to talk about hard times. I don't like to talk about judgment. And I never did acknowledge to be a prophet, but a watchman. But folks, that what is coming on the face of the earth, God has to have men and women who have been in the fiercest of fires. And it's been hot. There are men that have hit a wall. You thought you were strong. You were self-sufficient. You thought you could work your way out. And then God allows something. He takes you in the refiner's pot. And you hit a wall. And now you're helpless. And now you're weak. You say, I don't know what to do. And the Lord says, good. This is what I've wanted all along. I want you to be dependent. And the Lord said, until you bear fruit, I want, my purpose for you is to bear fruit. Now, what is the fruit? The fruit, I'll give it to you in one word. Dependency. Total dependency on the ministry and the work of the Holy Spirit in me. Until I come to the place where I am willing to trust God in any circumstance. No matter if it's cancer. No matter if it's death. No matter what it is, I will trust God. Folks, I'm not shouting at you. I'm not even trying to get you to shout. I'm just trying to show you something here by the Holy Spirit, because He's speaking through me now. He's speaking into your heart. Some of you, and here's the danger. He said, if you will not allow Him to prune you, and if you question Him, and you keep questioning. Now, it's sometimes natural just to say, well, why? But then you've got to move out of that. You've got to come to the place where you say, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I've come to the end of myself. If you will let the Holy Spirit now just bring His rest to your heart, if you would just lay back in the arms of Jesus and not fight it, that's abiding. That's abiding in Christ. But when you fight it, the Bible, and this really hit my heart all this week, and even this morning when I was going over my notes, this hit me so hard. He said, those branches that do not bear this fruit, in other words, they're not dependent on the Lord, they harden their hearts. And I'm going to say it now, and this is directly from the Holy Spirit. I'm ministering the Spirit to you now. And I'm saying it lovingly. You can come to a danger point. And that danger point is that you say, I have had enough. Or the thought is, seed is there. God is not keeping His word. God is not answering prayer. And it's almost as if you have this thought in your mind. It's that God has... He's cut off the cord and cut me off and let me adrift out into this tossed sea. And the Lord said, says very clearly that that branch that will not abide and rest in Him and trust, be cut off. See, you cut off the source of everything you need to get through it. And this is serious business. I said, Lord, I want to see what you're saying to me and what you're saying to this congregation. And Lord, by His Spirit, said, David, look at it closely again. You've read it for many years. You've preached from this. But read what I said. You can be cut off in this time of testing.